You'll, I just want to make note on your announcement sheet that at the bottom there, we're beginning our six-week sermon series focusing on how is Christ your priority, authority, identity, unity amidst diversity, difficulty, and reality through June and part of July. So today, how is Christ your priority? Let us center ourselves. Well, the words of my mouth and the meditations of our hearts be acceptable in your sight, O Lord, our rock and our redeemer. Amen. Are you worthy? Are you worthy, like the centurion in our gospel lesson today, to have Jesus come into your home? I think of, if anybody's familiar with the Saturday Night Live skits, Wayne's World. Wayne and Garth, whenever they encountered a person of rock stardom, would sit and bow to the person who was worthy of their adoration, supposedly, saying, "We're not worthy, we're not worthy." I think on the face of it, all of us would say, absolutely not, just like the centurion. We're not worthy to have Jesus come and visit us in our homes. But I'd like you to think real honestly for a minute. I think most of us think we're more worthy, perhaps, than other folks we can think of to have Jesus come and visit us in our home. I know this to be true, at least for myself. I'm here in church every Sunday. Doesn't that make me just a little more worthy than somebody who's not? I've heard it couched in these terms from other folks, too. When something tragic occurs, when somebody commits a horrifying act, like the Boston shootings or the Boston bombings we heard of recently, or Sandy Hook, or you simply hear of somebody abusing a child, they've asked me, how could they? I can't imagine ever doing that. And that is a fair response, because it's horrible and it's awful, and it's the depth of our human depravity whenever someone sinks to that kind of depth. But at the same time, I have to challenge that question. How could they ever do something like that? I can't comprehend it. I guess I've come to realize that my response now to that is, really? I can. Because I know if my situation were any different, if I'd been raised in a different home, if I'd been raised in a different place, if I didn't have the privileges that I've come to know and take for granted, I have that capacity. And so do you. You have that capacity to kill someone else, whether you think you do or not, because that grounds us in our human brokenness. It's in you, it's in me. But I still think we carry around this notion that we're somehow more worthy than the terrorists. Or somehow more worthy than somebody who commits sexual abuse. Are you more worthy than the terrorist of God's love? Are you more worthy than somebody who cons somebody else out of all their life savings of God's love? Are you more worthy than somebody who's down and out, an alcoholic living on the streets? Are you more worthy? Might feel like it. And our Jews in this lesson today from our gospel would say, yes, you are. Because they said it about the centurion. He said they came to Jesus because he asked them to go and asked Jesus to come heal his slave on his behalf. And the Jews said, Jesus, this man is worthy. You see, he loves us. He loves our people. He even built our synagogue. He is worthy of what he is asking, of having his slave healed. But you note that the centurion doesn't think so. He's like, I'm not worthy to have you even come into my house, Jesus. For he has realized the truth. But the funny thing is that Jesus turns around and the centurion is worthy. He calls him one of the most faithful people he has ever encountered in his ministry. He's not even Jewish. And the healing occurs without even Jesus going in the centurion's door. Jesus indeed seems to be saying, yes, this man is worthy. But here's what the centurion knows again, is that he's not worthy. Nobody really is worthy of God's amazing love, because it is beyond anything we can imagine. We sang this in the song just now at the beginning of our service. You are worthy, Lord. And we know to be a fact that God is really the only one truly worthy of worship and adoration. But here's the trick. Our worth is never in question to God. Never. Because God thinks you are worth the world. You are worth the world. You are worth God's top priority. And I know, because God sent his only son to die just for you. Nothing you can do can make God love you any more than God already does. And nothing you can do can make God love you any less. I think that's why in our first lesson this morning, Paul is so angry at the Galatians. They're already listening to a perverted form of this gospel, and I can only imagine, he says, I can't believe you've fallen away. I'm astonished that you've fallen away from hearing this wonderful gospel news. We don't know what that perverted gospel was, but it probably sounded something like, you're not worthy. It probably sounded something like, you have to do this and this and this to be right with God. Because that is so often how we think and do pervert the gospel. So no wonder Paul was up in arms and said, even if an angel comes down and gives you a different gospel than the one I've given you, that angel is accursed. Because this is the truth. I've heard it from Jesus Christ himself, and so have you, because he hung there to prove how worthy you are. Indeed, God says you are worthy in and through your baptism. That is what it is all about. And being worthy doesn't mean you're going to be spared suffering or tragedy. Being worthy means God loves you through it all. God loves you through the sickness. God loves you through the hurt and the pain. God loves you in the joy and health. And you're worthy of his love, so he will never abandon you. And you're so worthy that he has made a special place for you with him in heaven when all is said and done here on this earth. That is how worthy you are to our God. And he's conquered sin, and he's conquered death for you, so you don't have to be worried about it anymore. All you have to do is live into the worth that God has already claimed for you. Indeed, God makes you his priority each and every moment. Now, will you make him yours?